One of the fun features that I enjoy on our website at rosieonthehouse.com is the events tab. We don't charge anything to post an event there. Now, we do have limitations on what we will post. It's not like we post car washes or stuff like that, but great example. And if you got our, if you receive our weekly email newsletter, you know what we featured this week was the Casa Grande home show, and our Southern Arizona representative, Mrs. Susan Steinkrieger, is joining us online right now from the Casa Grande home show. Good morning, Susan.
Hey, good morning, Romy. Good morning, Rosie.
Yes, ma'am.
Now that's pretty hollow. Are you driving? Are you not there yet, or?
No, I'm here. I'm actually sitting outside of the outlet, but I'm right next to I-10. Literally, I could walk.
That's the driving noise I hear in the background. So it's,
yes, the sweet, sweet sounds of I-10.
So this is at the.
This is at the Tanger Outlet that is on I-10, just before. If you're heading to Tucson, it is just before I-8 interchange. So if you're heading either east or west on I-10, you would get off on Jimmy Kerr Boulevard and head west to Tanger, and it takes you right into the center. You can't miss it because there's food tents and about 50 classic cars out here, and the home show itself is in the Tanger Outlet.
And just about anyone in Casa Grande knows where that is and where they're going. But if somebody was driving in between Phoenix and Tucson and wanted to swing in and see Susan and pick up a home maintenance calendar, they could do that.
That's right. The show starts at 10 o'clock and it runs until 3 o'clock.
And you've got a stack of our 30th anniversary home maintenance calendars to hand out?
I do. Not only that, but I have some beautiful Arizona Highways magazines. And I also have, for the first 14 people that come to the booth and ask for it, I have 14 Arizona State Park passes to give away.
How about that?
Yeah, and I'm also right across the aisle from one of our partners in Casa Grande is Desert Sun Heating and Cooling. So come visit me, walk across the aisle, and come visit our certified partner, Desert Sun.
We appreciate you taking time to call in. You can find event details to that at rosieonthehouse.com. And just click on events, and it's the top one listed because it's going on today. And you can get down there, again, from 10 to 3 o'clock.
Serving Pinal County, the third most populous county in the state of Arizona. We were pulled down there by listeners who said, Rosie, your partners in Phoenix won't come down to Casa Grande. Your partners in Tucson won't come up to Casa Grande. What are we to do in Casa Grande if we're accustomed to the level of service a Rosie on the House screened contractor provides? So we started a Casa Grande network, and we're looking to grow that network down there a little bit. So with the number of rooftops that keep popping up down there, we're going to continue growing with you.
To start the application, you would go to, again, rosieonthehouse.com. When you mouse over the certified partner, there's a drop down, and then it says apply to become a certified partner, and you can access step one to the application there. Next on the line at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you with all lines loaded. Is Matt wants to talk about tile. Welcome to the program, Matt.
Hey, good morning. I hope you guys are having a great Saturday.
Absolutely. Happy New Year to all our listeners as well.
And to you. Hey, I'm working on, I've been working several months on replacing all the floors in my house, and I've got the downstairs completed. I've started upstairs after the holidays, and I'm pulling up tile and carpet, and I've never taken tile up off of plywood, and so I just wanted to see before I get into it, is there anything... Are there any surprises? Like, how does tile go over plywood, and should I expect to have some plywood subfloor repair that I have to do, or is it, you know, similar to pulling tile up off of, ceramic tile up off of concrete subfloor, where you just kind of you pull it up, chip off the thin set and the grout, and then go to town?
How did you like taking tile off of concrete?
Oh man, it was it was, you know, I think my wife liked the dust that completely filled our house more than I liked sitting there chipping away at it for hours and hours.
Well, if you didn't like taking tile off concrete, you're going to hate taking ceramic tile off of plywood. It is a little, your wife will be grateful. It's a little less dusty, but right. But it is tough. Very often, depending on how it was actually applied to the plywood, we will actually end up removing the plywood itself. And depending what you want to put over the top of it, sometimes we'll put a top layer over that damaged plywood subfloor. That just depends. Like if you're going to go in with a floating wood floor, we'll remove the tile. It'll be all kind of chewed up plywood. And then we'll go in there and we'll float a sheet back over the top of that, and then we'll put the wood on top of that. But it really depends how it was put down. All you're going to be able to do is go in a corner, get it started, see what you got. You're going to hate it. That's all I can tell you. You're going to hate it. But you're going to love it when you're done. So hang in there and keep us posted, Matt.
All right. Great. Thanks, guys.
Okay, man.